Hey there, this is Noah Garcia, your host of NG Unplugged. So hopefully you had the opportunity to get unplugged and reconnect with yourself, and find time to re-energize, recharge, and improve on a skill, on your leadership, on something of value and added value to who you are. So today we're going to be talking about leadership kindness. The power of leading with kindness. So let's look at what kindness is. If you look online, do a search, look in your dictionary, you'll see that kindness means the quality of being friendly, generous, and considerate. You know, out there, there's a lot of people that perform acts of kindness. There are also a lot of people that perform a lot of acts of unkindness. Oftentimes when there's chaos, when there's a crisis, a natural disaster, people come together and they perform acts of kindness. And and acts of kindness can also include with pets. Say on the side of the road, you're driving down and you see a animal that's injured, like a cat or a dog, and you assist and you help out and you rescue it and take it to the vet. Or if you take it to a shelter and, you know, you're helping, you're doing an act of kindness, helping somebody that's in a wheelchair that may need assistance, helping somebody open their car door that may need assistance, opening the door for somebody at a restaurant. Those are acts of kindness. And there's many more examples of acts of kindness, and we'll show how all this ties into leadership in a little while. So let's look a little deeper into this definition of kindness. The quality of being friendly. What does friendly mean? It means kind and pleasant. So you're in the grocery store, you're waiting in line, you look around, people are around you, in front of you, behind you, and they engage in some conversation. And you could be friendly, you could be kind toward them, carry a conversation, be pleasant with them, and be easy to speak with. So, or you're out and about, waiting in line at the coffee shop, and you're friendly with the barista, or you're friendly with the people that are in line. You're pleasant to talk with. You're approachable. You smile at them. They smile back at you. There's just this aura of friendliness that you carry. Generous. The quality of being generous, which is showing a readiness to give more of something, as money or time, than is strictly necessary or expected. And these definitions are, you can go online, do a search, or go to your physical dictionary and look up the definitions. So generosity, you're showing you're willing to give more of your time. We're going to focus on time than is strictly necessary or expected. Say somebody needs help with their homework. Your kids need help with their homework, and you're being generous with your time. You might say, well, yeah, it's my responsibility to do that. You could say, no, I got too many things to do. I got this, I got that. But time is valuable. So setting aside time more than is necessary or expected, that's generous. You're out at a movie theater and you're a worker there and you see somebody that needs assistance. You're being kind, you're being friendly, but you're also being generous with your time. Why? Because you're there to work and do a job, but at the same time you see somebody that's in need in the lobby or maybe just right outside the movie theater, and you take the time to go and assist. And even though you're being paid to do a certain job, you're going that, what we say, that extra mile. You're waiting in line at the retail store, and there's a long line, and you're in line, and you see somebody that is in a wheelchair and is wheeling themselves but is having difficulty with some items, and you make a decision: do I stay in this line, lose my place, go back to the end of the line, go help that individual, or do I just stay here and let somebody else help them, and because I got things to do? So you decide, something within you tells you, I need to go help this individual. So you excuse yourself from the line, you go help that individual that's in need of assistance with that, in that wheelchair, that is struggling with the items and moving about. So what you're doing is you're giving your time, more time than is necessary or expected. That individual's not expecting you to go help them out. So you're being generous with your time. You're being kind and pleasant, being friendly. What about considerate? What does considerate mean? Careful not to cause inconvenience or hurt to others. So you're being considerate of somebody because you don't want to cause an inconvenience. You don't want to be an inconvenience to them. You don't want to hurt them. So say you're out driving in the freeway and there's a lane change that you're making. And you're like, well, let me speed up. I can speed up to move over because I want to get to where I'm going, or I'll be considerate of that other driver and allow him to go. You're being considerate, so you allow that other driver to pass, and then you make your lane change and go where you're going. So you're being careful not to inconvenience that other driver, also not to hurt, possibly get into an accident because you were in a hurry to speed up and get in front of that driver. So that's just one example of considerate. So the quality of being friendly, generous, and considerate is the definition for kindness. Now remember, kindness goes hand in hand with empathy and giving. Because empathy, you put yourself in another situation and you feel what they feel through and understand what they're going through. You have empathy, which is different than sympathy. And also giving, because all of this, you're giving of yourself. You're giving pleasantries, you're giving your time, you're giving your consideration to others. So kindness is a great quality to have as an individual. And we should be kind to one another. You might say, well, that person was mean to me, that person was rude to me. And so I'll be rude back to him or her. I'll be mean to him or her. And different people look at it differently. Some people say, well, I'll take the high road, you take the low road. And everyone has their different interpretations, has the different lenses that they view life through, and how they respond to situations. And a lot of how we are toward others is can be based on how others have been toward us. And as leaders, it's important that how we lead others, understanding how we lead others, has a ripple effect to how others, the people that you lead, can treat others. And we'll get into that in a little bit. So, how does kindness tie in with leadership? Do you think your leadership is supposed to be all serious, all business, all no emotion, no sort of showing your behavior. You're stoic in the sense that you're just almost like a robot, emotionless. You're just there to do a job and that's all you're there for. Or is there something deeper to your leadership? Look in the mirror, ask yourself, are you leading with a human element, or are you leading as artificial intelligence, as a robot? And yeah, I get that they're working on artificial intelligence that can have emotion and that could sense emotion and all these things, but I'm talking about the true, genuine human element. I think the human element is important for your leadership. And one of those qualities is having kindness. So let's first look at friendly. You can be friendly and yet professional. Friendly doesn't mean you're crossing boundaries. It doesn't mean you're being unprofessional. And so being friendly, you don't need to be so serious, not smile, and think being a boss, a manager, a leader means showing no emotion. No, on the contrary. The teams that you lead, the people that you lead, they'll have a better connection with you, in my opinion, if they see that you have emotion, that you are human, that you make mistakes, that you do have failures in your life. So, on those rare occasions, some may expect perfection, but the majority of the people you lead, they don't expect perfection from you. But they do expect you to connect with them on some level as a human being, one to another. And they'll still respect your leadership position. So smile, laugh once in a while. Just show that human side to you. Of course, you got to have a balance and know not to cross the boundaries, because you don't want to go into that realm of unprofessionalism. So you can keep your boundaries and be friendly. Be cheerful. When you go into the work environment as a leader, you might have a lot on your mind. You might have a lot on your plate. So many tasks, so many goals to meet, different things. How am I going to delegate? Where is the vision going? Where's the mission at? Where are we at? You can look at all of that stuff in your mind and be overwhelmed. But listen to my previous podcasts on different topics on how to work through different situations like that and how to overcome those issues. And you can still have all of that going on and you could still be friendly. You can still put on a smile. And I know as leaders, sometimes you got so many things going on, so such great responsibility for the people that you lead, and you also have that responsibility in your personal life for your families, for your friends, for your kids, for your pets, for your activities that you're involved in, leading your kids' sports teams, being on different clubs, whatever it may be. But you have that greatness within you that's dying to come out. You have that kindness within you that's in there. And kindness will go a long ways. So it's okay to be friendly. You can be friendly in a way, like say somebody, one of your team members comes to you and says, "Hey, can I talk to you for a minute?" And they might smile and kind of laugh a little, and then you're all serious, all just almost like a cardboard, not moving. And then they walk away after the conversation, and then they talk to the other people and say, "Man, my boss, my supervisor, my leader didn't smile, just looked there like they were there, didn't look happy." And if you truly are unhappy, and if you truly don't like where you're at, then it's time for a self-evaluation. And maybe perform acts of kindness with yourself. Look in the mirror. Acts of kindness towards others. You can also perform acts of kindness with yourself. Be kind to yourself. Practice self-kindness. So remember, friendliness, and yet you can be professional. You can also be generous and remain within your boundaries. You can be generous with your time, even if you have lots to do. Take some extra time with your teams. Take some extra time mentoring. Take some extra time coaching. Take that extra time developing others and sharing a skill with others. You might say, well, yeah, it's part of my job. This is what I do as a leader. I spend time with my teams. I spend time mentoring, coaching. If you're a manager, I spend time managing. It's part of my job. I'm talking about that extra time that is strictly that is strictly necessary or expected. It's showing a readiness to give more of something, like your time, than is strictly necessary or expected. Your teams, the people that you lead, they expect you to give of your time to them because they know that there's a certain element of your job that is expected where you give your time to them. But if you go out of your way and show that extra time, for example, say you have a sales team you're leading and there's 10 people on your sales team and they're in different areas of a region, and so you go to one sales member and you meet with him or her and you have a discussion, but then you know you got to get to a meeting somewhere, and you could say, well, I could we can carry this conversation on later. I got a meeting to go to. And there may be times where you may have to do that. But when there are times where you know you have some flexibility, you can say, you know what? Let me spend this extra time with you. I have this meeting to go to, but there's some flexibility there. Let's continue this conversation. And you spend an extra, 15, 30 minutes with them if you're able to. And so you're giving of your time. You're being generous with your time. You could say, nope, we're going to end it here. You were only given 30 minutes to have this discussion. Even though I got the flexibility, I can do stuff in between that time for myself. But you're being generous. And while they may not see that, your act of kindness, which includes generosity, will come back to you in different forms, in different shapes. And there will be those that appreciate you spending that extra time with them. So time is precious, and being generous with your time shows those you give your time to that they matter. They may not tell you that at the time. Deep down inside, they likely will appreciate that. And it's knowing your team. Some people are verbal in showing their appreciation. Others are not. But as a leader, you're setting that example of being kind by being generous with your time. Time is a precious commodity. It's valuable. And to give that time that is not expected of you to someone says and means a lot to them. Even if it's 10 extra minutes. So remember, be friendly yet professional. You can be generous and remain within your boundaries. You can be friendly and remain within your boundaries. You can be generous and yet remain professional. Now remember too, with that you're not playing favoritisms and you're always giving one individual or a small group of individuals all your friendliness, all your generosity, when other members of your team, other people that you lead, also would like that friendliness, that generosity. So spread it out. Be fair to everyone that you lead with your acts of kindness. Also, you should be considerate of others as a leader. It's not a sign of weakness, and it's not a sign of weakness to be kind. Sometimes we can look at teams and others as an inconvenience to us. I think it's selfish, and not in a good way, because in past podcasts I've talked about where there is a degree of selfishness that we have in that self-care that's important to us. I'm talking about a way where you have a team, you have people that you oversee, and you're not considerate of them, you're not considerate of their time, you're not considerate of hurting them. Remember, considerate means careful not to cause inconvenience or hurt to others. And hurt doesn't always have to mean physical. There's many ways somebody could be hurt. There's many ways you can cause inconvenience to those that you lead. So be considerate. Consider that you are their leader. Show them respect. Don't be an inconvenience to them, because you can do more harm than good if you're not considerate. So for example, as a leader, say you're a CEO of a huge company, and you have your senior management, you have your junior management team there, you have your vice presidents and other presidents there. And so you're all in this meeting, and as the CEO, you're leading the meeting, you're leading the discussions, you're gathering input, you're having a discussion. And so they're providing good feedback, but yet as a CEO, you're like, nope, I'm the CEO. I know where we're going. I know the decision we're going to make. It's either my way or the highway, as sometimes is said. So you might say, well, I'm just, in your mind, I'm going through the motions. I'll let them speak. I'll let them talk. I'll let them say what they may, but I'm the boss. I'm the CEO. So what I say, go. So are you being respectful? Are you truly being respectful of what your senior management has to say, your junior management has to say? Are you just going through the motions? Are you just allowing them to talk just because it's a requirement? Are you truly showing them the respect? Are you truly being considerate of their time, of the time that they're taking out of their own job responsibilities, the time that they're taking that's being taken away from them, from the teams and the people that they lead? Are you hurting them? Maybe not in the physical sense, hurting them in a way that you're setting by taking away their time and so-called wasting their time, when they could be out in the field, they could be engaged in other activities that are constructive. You're doing more harm than good to them? And are you doing more harm than good to yourself? Are you showing yourself respect? Just because you're a CEO of a Fortune 500 company, just because you're a CEO of a large company, shouldn't set you above and think you're different than everyone else there. Yes, everyone has roles in a business, in an organization. There's labels for business with these business titles. There's labels for just so we can identify what our roles are, how we compartmentalize our roles and all these things. But we got to be considerate of each other, especially the senior management. If you're a CEO, if you're even the junior management, to those that are below them, be considerate of everyone that is below you that you lead, of their time. And don't be an inconvenience to them in that you're just wasting their time. Quite frankly. So think about your leadership and the power of kindness. Imagine if you were kind to everyone that you came in contact with. And yes, we're human. Yes, we have our personal lives, personal things that come up, and we're going to have our days that push us and test us and try our patience, that tries your patience, that you're going to have that employee, you're going to have that colleague that pushes you and that tests you in the leadership trials that come in your life. But keep kindness there with you, that quality. Use it as a weapon against unkindness. Be friendly, smile. Even if you're going through things, you know, you see a kid walking down in the grocery store, whatever, the way they're smiling and just kind of like no cares in the world. And you can react with a smile with that. And it might set you in a certain mood. Listen to music that might change your mindset, put you in a good mood. Exercise, whatever you do for self-care can also help with what you're dealing with, but also help with you feeling good and help you enhance that kindness.